Title of today's message is Hearing God. Hearing God. Elephants, it has been learned, can and do communicate with each other over miles out of sight in a very low sound frequencies that we humans do not hear. Compton's Encyclopedia says, horned owls cannot hear low sounds below 70 vibrations per second. Therefore, ruffed grouse can safely drum at night in the woods where these bird-eating owls live. The drumming of the grouse at 40 cycles per second cannot be heard by the owls. Dogs, on the other end of our human hearing spectrum, hear supersonic or ultrasonic sound waves, including a silent dog whistle, pitched at supersonic frequency. A dog hears this sound, which we humans do not hear. Volume of sounds is measured in decibels, with zero the softest audible sound. The rustle of leaves is rated at 20 decibels. Average street noise is 70, and nearby thunder is 120 decibels. Our wonderful God marvelously created hearing. In today's message, Hearing God, we'll briefly look at 12 points in our hearing God, including 1. Why? 2. How? 3. When and where? 4. Written hearing. 5. Understanding. 6. Who hears God? 7. Don't close our ears. 8. Good hearing. 9. Bad hearing. 10. Humorous. 11. Does God need a hearing aid? And 12. Inspiring examples of hearing. Point 0. Thesaurus. Meanings for hearing include a chance to be heard, audience, and become aware of something not previously known, find out, notice, to perceive and pay attention, listen, give ear to, tune in, and heed. Of note today, learn. Point 1. Why? Should we carefully hear what God has to say to us? Why? Answer. So we learn to fear God. Let's look at two scriptures. First scripture, Deuteronomy 4, verse 10. Deuteronomy 4, verse 10. Especially concerning the day you stood before the Lord your God in Horeb, when the Lord said to me, gather the people to me, I will let them hear my words. Why? So that they and we may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. We need to carefully hear so we learn to fear God. Second scripture, Deuteronomy 31, verses 12 and 13. Deuteronomy 31, verses 12 and 13. Gather the people together, men and women and little ones, the stranger who is within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn to fear the Lord your God and carefully observe all the words of this law, that their children who have not known it may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God. Let's notice the phrase twice mentioned, hear and learn to fear. Point two, how should we hear? We need to hear and act carefully. Turning to Deuteronomy 6, verse 3. Deuteronomy 6, verse 3. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you. If we hear and act carefully, it will be well with us. Sounds good. Point three, when and where should we be hearing God? Our hearing God should include weekly and annual Sabbath services and feasts when God's word is expounded. Two scriptures. First, turning to Leviticus 23, verses 1 to 4. Leviticus 23, verses 1 to 4. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, the feasts of the Lord we shall proclaim to be holy convocations. These are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the feasts of the Lord, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their appointed times. It goes on denoting God's annual Sabbaths and festivals. A convocation is an assembly, gathering, or meeting. Second scripture, turning to Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25. Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, so much more as you see the day approaching. Hearing should include God's weekly Sabbaths and annual Sabbaths and feasts when God's word is expounded. Point four, God's written word is included in hearing. Context is scripture giving principles governing kings. Turning to Deuteronomy 17, verse 19. Deuteronomy 17, verse 19. and it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes. It is desirable for not only kings and rulers, as noted in the scripture, but for all of us to read God's word all the days of our lives. We are now in training. We are to be kings and priests in God's kingdom. Point 5. God gives us understanding that is needful for proper hearing. Turning to Deuteronomy 29, verse 4. Deuteronomy 29, verse 4. Yet the Lord has not given you a heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear to this very day. It is God who gives us understanding that is needful for proper hearing. Hearing involves the ear, the mind, and the heart. Note that God gives us a heart to perceive. Point 6. Who God hears? Who God hears includes us even when we're down. God enjoys hearing his children. What about at times when we feel poor and needy before God? Turning to Psalm 86, verse 1. Psalm 86, verse 1. Bow down your ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Also, Psalm 145, verse 19. Psalm 145, verse 19. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. Who does God not hear? Turning to John 9, verse 31. John 9, verse 31. Now we know that God does not hear sinners. But if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. If we worship God and do his will, he hears us. Years ago, there was a wonderful, memorable sermon about the author of the New Testament book of Luke, who was Luke the physician. Psalm 34 was quoted in the context of God hearing us, even us little people. Concluding this point 6, we can read this inspiring Psalm 34, and we can take note of who God hears and how God hears, and how God responds. Let's turn to and read Psalm 34. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. O fear the Lord, his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me, or hear me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Speak peace and seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them shall be broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Point 7. We must not close our ears. We must not close our ears. Two examples. First scripture. Context is Joseph's brothers in Egypt to get grain during the drought. Genesis 42:21. Then they said to one another, "We are truly guilty concerning our brother, for we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us, and we would not hear. Therefore, this distress has come upon us." We notice that Joseph's brothers closed their ears. Second scripture. Context is God telling Moses what to tell Pharaoh, who would not release the Israelites. Exodus 7, verse 16. Exodus 7, verse 16. You shall say to him, the Lord God of the Hebrews has sent me to you, saying, let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. But indeed, until now, you would not hear. Pharaoh had a hard heart and would not hear. Next three points are the good, the bad, and humor. Point 8, good hearing. Turning to Mark 4, verse 24. Mark 4, verse 24. Then he said to them, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use it, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. Good hearing. Point 9, bad hearing. Point 9, bad hearing. Two scriptures. This is a classic example of superficial hearing. Classic. Context is God is talking about the watchman. Let's turn to Ezekiel 33, verse 31. Ezekiel 33, verse 31. So they come to you as people do, they sit before you as my people, they hear your words, but they do not do them. With their mouth, they show much love, but with their hearts pursue their own gain. Superficial hearing. And turning to Psalm 66, verse 18. Psalm 66, verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. Point 10, humor. Baal does not hear. Context is Elijah and the 450 prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel to prove by fire who is God and who God hears. Let's turn to 1 Kings 18, verses 26 to 29. 1 Kings 18, verses 26 to 29. Thank you. So they took the bowl which was given them, and they prepared it, and called on the names of Baal, from morning even till noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice. No one answered. And they leaped about the altar which they had made. And so it was at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is meditating, or he is busy, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he is sleeping and must be awakened. So they cried aloud and cut themselves, as was their custom, with knives and lances until the blood gushed out on them. And when midday was past, they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But there was no voice. No one answered. No one paid attention. No one paid attention. Point 11. For some who feel God needs a hearing aid. Turning to Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. It's not God that needs a hearing aid. Sometimes we do. Last point, 12. Two inspiring examples where God hears. First example. The context was a time when King Asa of Judah did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God, turning wayward Judah back to God. God's Spirit came upon Azariah, son of Obed, the prophet. Let's turn to 2 Chronicles 15, verse 2. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 2. And he went out to meet Asa, and said to him, Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Second scriptural example. Context is God's second appearance to Solomon. A beautiful example of God's hearing. Turning to 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. In conclusion, today We've looked at 12 points about our hearing God and God hearing us. With careful hearing, we learn to fear God. During God's weekly and annual Sabbaths and feasts, we hear God's written word expounded. It is God who gives us understanding when our attitudes and deeds are right. If we hear well and practice it, more understanding is given. Finally, Jesus Christ said repeatedly, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear."